Radio.
Radio
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
This is the Evening Show podcast from Radio X with me, Gordon Smart, and producer Vin. Hope you're well. How are you, Vin?
I'm great, mate.
We had a lively week.
Loving life, yeah.
Yeah, we took a step into a new generation, it felt like, when we did a FaceTime interview with Muse in Miami.
Yeah, Matt and Dom from Muse sitting in their hotel.
Yeah, palm trees behind them, a couple of waiters circling them.
And we were getting, I mean, as a producer, I was getting very worried because we rang up a few times, didn't we? And it didn't pick up. And I was thinking, oh no.
It was screaming disaster, wasn't it? Yeah. And what I was hoping for as well was one of those great rock and roll cliches where Matt Bellamy ordered something like a Bellini. This rock and roll style, you know.
Or it was like that classic Anchorman thing where, you know, they were suited and booted from the waist up.
Yeah. They just had a mankini on underneath. So Muse are on the Evening Show podcast this week and they were on fine form, very political, pretty punchy as you'd expect from Matt Bellamy.
He was very naughty about Donald Trump.
Yeah, he used a word that Donald Trump's not afraid of using in private circles. But yeah, that's coming up in just a second. Plus, classic albums. On Monday night, we had a little delve into the Manic Street Preachers and Everything Must Go. We're really enjoying doing that, Vin, and it's great to pick apart the layers of the onion on those albums, isn't
it? And that's an album that I wasn't too familiar with beforehand as well, so it's nice to learn about it, you know?
Yeah, I remember saving up my pocket money to buy that. I say saving up. I went into HMV and blew the whole lot on records. And that one, you know, because it's that time as well where I used to buy a lot of B-sides. And Manix always had great B-sides, which I didn't realise, but you reminded me about a Frankie Valli cover on one of the singles.
And one of the Primal Scream tunes as well,
Yeah, great stuff. So that's classic albums with Manic Street Preachers plus Muse on the Evening Show podcast. I hope you enjoy this.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was Muse on Radio X. I'm Gordon Smart with your evening show. We've been looking forward to it all day. The brand new single from Muse. But before that, I've got a bit of a surprise for you. I'd like to introduce you, ladies and gentlemen, to the wonderful Matt Bellamy and Dom Howard through the marvels of modern technology. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. Hey, how's it going? You right? How are you?
You're really good. You look like you're somewhere a lot more glamorous than where I am right now.
Yeah, we're in Miami at the moment. We're just about to start a tour, and it starts in Florida, so we've just been like doing our production rehearsals down here.
Actually, I was going to say that to you, gentlemen. I'm normally very lucky to interview at places like Madison Square Gardens. I think it was the last time backstage there, or the Roundhouse. This time round, you're in the sunshine, a bit different from New York. What's the vibe like? What's the mood like in the camp at the moment as you go off on this tour?
That was great. Yeah, we're very excited. Yeah, we're looking forward to getting back on the road again. It's the first time doing a summer tour of the US. You know, we've always played like arenas here, which is, you know, normally like what, autumn time, sort of winter time and stuff. So it's the first time we're doing a full summer tour here, playing outdoors, like playing amphitheatres and festivals and stuff. Also very excited to come to Reading and Leeds Festival later in the year in August. That's going to be our one appearance in like sort of UK this year. And we've got a new song coming out, so it's all gearing up for cool stuff and fun and games, yeah.
So we've been listening to the new single, right? It's called Dig Down, and I played it in the studio yesterday and the light bulbs fell out the ceiling and my fillings fell out because it's got some weapons-grade bass in it. Can you just tell us a little bit about writing that, right? You're seven albums in now. What's the ratio like? Is it, how much of it is about the sound and how much of it is about what you're saying in the song?
Well, I think the best songs is when you get the combination of those two things, like when you really focus on both those things. You know, with this song, the sound in my head came first, like a sort of pulsing, hypnotic, you know, blah, 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 that kind of thing. I didn't really know what it was, but it just sounded like something cool and wanted to try and find a way of getting that sound. So we got out a couple of synthesizers and spent a while getting that sound. Once I got the cool sound, really, you know, the song just was written very quickly, you know, and the song was obviously written about feelings and emotions and things like that. And sometimes they're things you don't even know that are in there. They just come out naturally when you respond to sound, you know. And that's how the song happened, really, yeah.
I tell you what, the Dom, it's going to rearrange people's spines when they play that live, isn't it? It's got a serious frequency to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of like good sub in this one. we've just been rehearsing it because we're going to actually start playing it on this tour, hopefully. And it already sounds like coming through a big PA, like a big live PA.
Yeah, it's going to be a trouser wobbler. Yeah.
Right, okay, we're not going to keep the Radio X audience waiting any longer. This is it. Turn it up incredibly loud. The brand new single from Muse is called Dig Down.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, Matt, I need to ask you, how much should we read into the lyrics here? Is it all about Donald Trump being the clown in the throne? Let's just get it dealt with.
You'd have to read that, do you, to realise there's going to be some references to current political climate in the US, you know? I think the song's deeper than that, though, in terms of it's about just overcoming adversity in any way, you know, at any point in your life, it may be. Wanted to do a song that was kind of, you know, sending out a positive message, you know, that, you know, obviously all this crap that we're seeing right now will pass at some point, and you know, and if you dig down and find that sort of inner strength, then you can get through anything, you know. So I wanted to put a song out that was kind of pretty positive in its nature.
You have to be slightly careful with gentlemen, because you're in Miami right now, and you might potentially be picking a fight with a man who isn't frightened to make his mark. Is that at the back of your mind as well, when you're obviously you're gonna have to come to the customs lot?
Nah, he's just a big you know what I mean? I think there's nothing to be scared of there.
That's the spirit. We also wondered as well, Dig Down was some kind of nod to status quo. Down, digging and down.
I did not see that coming, blimey. No. You know what? Our face player, Chris, he's like, he's a big fan. So maybe that slipped in subliminally.
Now, we can't take this opportunity and not ask you about Reading and Leeds properly as well, because it's the only shows you're really going to be playing in the UK that we know of at the moment. When it comes to, I've talked about this with you before, about you don't go home humming the lights, but when you see a Muse show, it definitely leaves a mark in your retina. How are you going to step it up for these shows you're playing and going out on tour? Have you got another amazing laser and LED spectacular lined up?
It's all about the cool clothes this time. We're just going to wear the best costumes you've ever seen. Yeah, Dom's got some extremely, extremely tight pants.
Now, can I ask you, just before you go as well, please just give us one little hint of an album to come or any other little surprises. Is there something you can tantalise your fans back in the UK with?
Yeah, we're going to do an album hopefully in 2018. You know, that's when it will come out. We're not sure when yet. Probably like the... maybe the second half of 2018 or something like that, but the good thing is we're going to put out songs like this, like Dig Down, ahead of that. You know, Dig Down will be the next album, but we're going to hopefully put out at least another 3 songs or even more ahead of the next album coming out, you know. So people are going to get to sort of see it into the creative process as we're writing and recording these songs. We're going to put them out quite soon after, you know. So even though the overall album will be a long wait, some of the songs are going to be available way ahead of that, you know.
Amazing, loads to look forward to. Now, I've got to ask you something completely ridiculous as well while I've got you. I'm writing a book called Slash Gordon, right, and it's based on the most famous people I've encountered in the bathroom, right, at the urinals. Who's the most famous person? And mine was Sean Connery, right, and I want to carry the chain on, so I wonder who his most famous person was. Can you give us a story from your time in Muse?
Coincidentally, your book being called Slash Gordon, pretty sure the NME Awards a few years back, Slash presented our awards to us. I did end up in the toilet
next to him and Gordon Brown.
What about you, Matt? You must have one as well. Come on.
I'm pretty sure I found myself rubbing shoulders with Colin Powell. Colin Powell.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, at some event in Washington I was at, and brushed shoulders with him. And, we talked, geopolitics and World War III.
Got a nuclear deterrent on show that day, didn't he? Gentlemen, Matt Bellamy, Dom Howard, it's great to see you. Really excited about seeing you at Reading and Leeds. Have a great tour out there. Dig Down is a trouser wobbler of a song, and it's great to have you back.
Thank
Good
you.
Man. Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Thanks very much, boys. Enjoy Miami. See you later.
Okay, see you later.
Radio. Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
A little bit more music news for you now. The Rolling Stones announced their No Filter European Tour last week. Mick, Keith, Charlie and Ronnie are playing Hamburg and the Reeper Band, Paris and Stockholm, but sadly no dates have been confirmed on home turf. The band had to explain that decision on social media, and they said it was because of a lack of available venues because of sporting fixtures. How dare those rugby teams not leave their rugby stadiums for the Rolling Stones? Anyway, the new dates follow their groundbreaking tour of South America in 2016, which culminated in their historic free concert in Havana, Cuba. I've got the vinyl of that, and I have to say it is epic. It sounds brilliant. So Mick Jagger said, "I'm so excited to be touring Europe this autumn and returning to some familiar places and some we've never done before." Keith Richards added, "Hey guys, here we come. See you there." The band did add something that made me chuckle in the context of no UK dates. They said, "Hope to be here in 2018. Sure they do. I'm just hoping they're glad to be anywhere in 2018. Anyway, this is the Rolling Stones. Start Me Up on Radio X.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show. Classic album of the week. X.
Right, so this is a regular slot we do on a Monday night. It gives us a chance to play two songs back to back from a classic album and delve a little bit deeper into an album I love, or we love here on the evening show. In the past, we've done U2, The Joshua Tree, Blur, definitely Maybe by Oasis, and many, many more. But tonight, we're going to Wales. Manic Street Preachers, Everything Must Go. It was their fourth album, and it was released on the 20th of May, 1996. That's nearly 21 years ago. I remember saving up my pocket money. I just negotiated a new deal. I was 15, and I went to HMV, and I bought this album from James Dean Bradfield, Nicky Wire, and drummer Sean Moore. It was number two in the UK and had four great singles on it as well. A Design for Life, Everything Must Go, Kevin Carter, and Australia. Incredibly political, but it did win the British Album of the Year at the 97 Brit Awards, and the band also received Best British Group at the NMEs and Album of the Year as well, so they won loads. The CD insert had a great Jackson Pollock quote as well. How about this? The pictures I contemplate painting would constitute a halfway state, an attempt to point out the direction of the future without arriving there completely. What a great line that is, Finn, isn't it? Articulate. The first record released by the band following the disappearance of lyricist and rhythm guitarist Richie Edwards as well, so it was an incredibly emotional album. And if you look online and try and find anything from the band talking about this, you struggle a little bit because they didn't really find it easy to talk about for obvious reasons. Nicky Wire said at the time they were really timid and nervous because of Richie's absence, and as you can imagine, the question of where he was would come up in every single interview. But the album was strong, it was powerful, and it was assertive, but they had an awful lot going on around them at the time, which was pretty difficult to deal with. So Nicky Wire had taken on the lead role with all the lyrics for this album, and he was obsessed with the Welsh poet R.S. Thomas, and he had some pretty strong words about Welshness at the time. R.S. Thomas had written, "An impotent people sick with inbreeding, worrying the carcass of an old song." Powerful stuff, that. So he had to get into it with his own sort of take from that sort of Welsh grittiness. And he said it was difficult breaking through from South Wales because there wasn't really much musical history to tap into, unlike Liverpool, Manchester or London. So every time they did an interview or they were written about, there'd be headlines about leeks, daffodils and mirth or tidville. So it wasn't easy for them at all. I'll tell you another thing that was quite interesting about this album was that it was recorded in Normandy in France. But one of the cool things about it was that the mixing desk was taken from Abbey Road, so there's a real connection to the Beatles. Vin, you're a fan of this producer, Vin. I know you like the intelligence and articulate nature of it.
Yeah, well, it's a very political album, and it's, like you say, it's very intellectual. It's very highbrow. There's a lot of stuff that I had to do a lot of Googling on when I was listening to the lyrics. But there's, like you said, there's lots of Jackson Pollock, there's Sylvia Plath. There's quite a lot of nice, niche, highbrow references there, yeah.
Yeah, well, at the time, 1996, I learned a lot about world politics from the Manic Street Preachers. There's an awful lot to say. There was a great quote from Vox magazine. It said something like, "Yeah, it's so superb, it might just make intelligence fashionable again." Just the kind of influence you need when you're just about to do your hires at school. So, right, we're going to do a double play now from the classic album from the Manic Street Preachers. It was Everything Must Go, the album, and I have got two great songs from it. Australia first, followed by Everything Must Go on Radio X.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week. X. Radio. Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
The Evening Show, Classic Album of the Week.
X.
You're listening to The Evening Show with me, Gordon Smart, and this is Classic Albums, two songs back-to-back from a classic album. And tonight, it's Everything Must Go by the Manic Street Preachers. It came out on the 20th of May, 1996, nearly 21 years ago. Started that off there by playing Australia, which is the furthest, just about the furthest, or one of the furthest places somebody can get from Wales. And that was Nicky Wire, who wanted to escape the emotional turmoil caused by the disappearance of their bandmate, Richie. Liam the Eggman's been in touch on Twitter. He says, "Everything Must Go, this is class. Superb album, superb band with the hashtag libraries gave us power." What a great lyric that was. And you just heard Everything Must Go. Vin, producer Vin, you loved the drums on that song as well, didn't you?
Yeah, well, you can hear the drums from Design for Life at the moment in the background. And it's a really big part of the record. It's the first time the Manics sort of didn't compress them and have them as a bit sort of tight and tall. Yeah. And they're really given a lot of space to breathe and a bit sort of chaotic. And I think reading a bit of the stuff that Nicky was talking about at the time the album was released, they wanted the album to feel a little bit freewheeling and a little bit manic, you know, because Richie had disappeared and they're all at a loss.
It's exactly where they were in their lives at the time. It was written as an apology for fans and explains the band's change in musical direction. And Wire asked the fans to forgive him for changing the poignant lyric. He'd written this great line that said, "I just hope that you can forgive us, but everything must go." I'll tell you another thing that reminds me about this time as well is that I wouldn't just buy the album, I'd buy all the singles that went with with it as well. And the B-sides were great on the singles from this album. So there was a cover of the Primal Scheme song, Velocity Girl, and also the Frankie Valli track. I actually thought it was Andy Williams, but it was a Frankie Valli original, Can't Take My Eyes Off You. What a great cover. And if you're a fan of the Welsh football team, you'll know that this is a terrace chant. What a great cover. Excellent stuff, that. After the 10th anniversary of the album, Nicky Wire said, I think it's our best record, and I'm not afraid to say that. Well, tell you what, it's been a pleasure listening back to it 21 years on. Everything Must Go by the Manic Street Preachers. If you enjoyed that, why not use the inspiration and come up with another one for us to investigate on a Monday night in our classic albums.
Radio.
Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Kasabian, bless this Acid House on Radio X. I had the exclusive first play of that on the radio show just last week on the evening show, and I tell you what, it went down a treat. It's going to be the sound of the summer. Can you imagine that being played at the festivals this year? It's going to be epic. Speaking of festivals, I've got a bit of music news for you about Foals. Their headline set at this summer's Citadel Festival is going to be something different at Victoria Park in London when it kicks off in July. It's a UK festival exclusive for them, and frontman Yanis has told Radio X's Sunta Templeton they're planning a bespoke live set.
We're going to do, obviously, like, a totally different set. I don't know, like, for people that have seen us before, the sets do change, but there's, like, a general flow, and, like, there's certain songs that always come back. And, like, obviously, the songs that people expect to hear, they will, but we're going to, for our own kind of enjoyment, and for people that have seen us before, we want to play songs that we haven't played before, basically, or not haven't played for a very long time. So we're going to work on some stuff that we haven't played before live.
That's frontman Yanis from Foals talking about the Citadel Festival and what they're going to do with their material there. He also said that the individual members are picking the songs for the set list, but in his words, it's going to conjure up some old war wounds. That should be very entertaining in rehearsals. Right, this is a classic from Foals. I think this song's brilliant live. It's My Number on Radio X.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, very excited to tell you about new Royal Blood material. They are coming back with a new album called How Did We Get So Dark? And I've got another song to play for you in just a second. The one I'm going to play for you is already becoming a live favourite. On the recent dates, it's been getting the crowd going absolutely wild. In fact, Mike Kerr broke some ribs. I believe he might have been playing this song as well. The song's been kicking around for a little while, but they didn't get it on the first album, so they've had it since about 2015. I can just imagine Glastonbury going off in June when they play this. The lyrics as well, listen out for them because they are sexually charged. But one thing about Royal Blood I think is absolutely brilliant is they know how to finish a song, right? So get your ears around this. This is Figure It Out. Here we go. What a great way to finish a song, right? But if you think that's good, that was Figure It Out. How about the ending of Lights Out? This is brilliant as well. It's just brilliant, isn't it? And this is Out of the Black. Unmistakably Royal Blood. What a great ending to a song, right? So two things to listen out for. The brilliant ending and also the cheeky cowbell. Listen out for the cheeky cowbell in this brand new track from Royal Blood. I think this is excellent. Hook, line and sinker here on Radio X. This is its first play.
Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now we're approaching festival season, so here's a story that might just stick in your head for all the wrong reasons. The next time someone says a brand of beer tastes like wee, they might have a point, right? This is pretty dark. A Danish brewery has made headlines for using urine to help make lager. I'm not kidding. Get this. They took over 10,000 gallons of yellow acrid fluid from music lovers at Roskilde Festival It's just rank, isn't it? Anyway, the prestigious and respected Beer Street Journal reported that Norebro Brigus, which I think is the name of the distillery, they collected the snake hiss, I'm calling it, of festival goers at the event in 2015. But before you puke, right, and before you turn the radio off, it wasn't to use directly in the brewing process itself, thank the beer gods for that, but to fertilise the barley fields which produce the malt which goes into the beer. Still rank though, isn't it? The brewery, who refers to the process as beer cycling, uses the urine as a replacement for animal manure for, wait for the name, Pilsner beer. They're not joking either. How much beer does over 10,000 gallons of Roskilde Festival pee make, you ask? Apparently 60,000 bottles, which is just about enough to see me through June. Right, talking of festivals, here's a band that will be playing all the big gigs over the summer. Alt-J in Cold Blood here on Radio X.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
And regular listeners to the Evening Show will know that I do a thing called Slash Gordon. It's a book I'm writing about the most famous people you've bumped into at a urinal and those awkward encounters. If you're new to this, then Charlie Hunnam's about to explain what it's all about, because he is the star of King Arthur, and he's had quite a long career now, Charlie Hunnam, about 20 years of decent acting gigs, and he's bumped into quite a few famous people at the urinals over the years, and this is his story. When have you been at a urinal next to somebody famous, and would you share that story with us?
There's not much of a story, other than I was at a Lakers game many, many years ago, and Jack Nicholson.
Oh.
And, you know, I definitely got the fear for a second. It took me a little bit longer to get the stream going than it normally does.
A bit of stage fright.
A little bit of stage fright, yeah.
Maybe he got the same with you. It's Jack's from Sons of Anarchy. Check
That's
him
right.
out.
That's right.
You really can't blame him for being intimidated by Jack Nicholson at urinal. That is one of the best I think we've had.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was the Evening Show podcast. I'm Gordon Smart. Producer Vin's been with me as well. I hope you enjoyed all of that. I'll be back with another one next week. If you enjoyed that, please leave a review and tell all of your friends, and get them to tell their friends too. I'll be back again next week with another one. Radio X.